On Mondays, we read from your emails. During our show on Walmart stores, we received varied observations on the spread of the retail giant. From Sandy Schuster in Golden, Colorado, I went to Germany to the quaint little village where my mother was born, and the first place I was taken was to the Walmart in a neighboring village. I was totally devastated. A different point of view from Pam Richardson, who does her shopping in North Pole, Alaska. The first Walmart in our community opens here in 2 weeks. I'm thrilled. Our city is small and has struggled in the past with lack of competition in the retail marketplace, resulting in higher prices than necessary, as well as lack of selection. I welcome Walmart for the very reasons some people shun it, as well as those low, low prices. Many people wrote in during our program on how students with modest means make it through college. 30 years later, Rand Carriaga in Oakland, California, can now appreciate his stint washing dishes in the early 70s as he worked his way through the University of California. I wasn't crazy about it at the time, but now, of course, I can thump my chest and proclaim that it built character. In that vanished age, though, it was possible to survive on minimum wage. My monthly rent never exceeded $75 during that entire period, and I can't imagine how a student today could get through school without plunging ruinously into debt. Our program on new music releases with Bob Boylan provided a peek behind the curtain of the hows and whys of music on NPR programs and an opportunity for us to hear what listeners think of the musical interludes we call buttons. Phoebe Blackman in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, loves them. Frequently, there's a subtle or not-so-subtle inside musical joke, she wrote. I might not even get it for a few minutes. When I do, I always appreciate the laugh and the feeling of being an insider. Not so with Adrian. He wrote, I realize that I'm in a minority, but the musical buttons make me want to pull out my hair. I'm anxiously awaiting for the real show to continue, and it always seems that the show resumes right when I'm ready to turn the dial. We also received numerous emails about how our listeners learn about new music. Liz Perry in Green Bay, Wisconsin, recommends a subscription to CMJ, the College Music Journal. Matt Kelly suggests the compilation CDs from music magazines like Uncut or Paste. And Carl Van Beckham in St. Cloud, Minnesota, says don't forget about your local college radio station. If you're looking for more musical help, there are links to listener-suggested websites on the Talk of the Nation page at npr.org. And finally, several listeners nominated the same CD as this summer's most anticipated release. Doug Ott of Cleveland, Ohio wrote, I can't wait for the new Wilco album coming out in June. Have you had a chance to listen to this yet? Well, we had planned to play a sample during last Monday's program, but we ran out of time. So now that we have a little extra room, here's Theologians by Wilco.
I don't know nothing about my soul, about my soul. I'm an ocean, this in motion. With us every day. Well, illiterate life is with us every night.
Theologians off Wilco's upcoming album, A Ghost Is Born. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us, TOTN at NPR.org. Please include the topic of the show in the subject line. Tell us the city and state that you're writing from, and if necessary, give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, Brendan Banizak, and Karen Arsenault. Chad Campbell directs our program. Joel Riddle is our production assistant. And Dustin Dwyer is the TOTN intern. Paul Heltzel manages our webpage. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse and Sue Klein. Alan Silva is the senior editor. Sue Goodwin is our senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.